Welcome. My name is Mike Justice, and I'm back again with another edition of the Trinisys Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about an affliction that a lot of healthcare organizations have, at least in our experience, data hoarding. And with me today to talk a little bit about this and some of the feedback that we get from customers is Jay Cannon, one of the principals of Trinisys, and who's out there elbow to elbow with customers daily. Welcome, Jay.
Good morning, Mike. What a relevant topic that you've chosen for today. And just in preparation somewhat, I looked online and I loved what the Mayo Clinic said. It defined hoarding disorder as one who experiences distress through the thought of getting rid of items that are excessive accumulation regardless of their actual value.
Oh, I love that definition, and it certainly applies with several of the clients that we work with daily. You know, one of the ways that we talk with customers about looking at an archival program, as it were, because it's never just one application, is we always ask, it's pretty much a five-step process. And I'm going to outline it here real quickly, and then maybe we can come back and chat about them. You know, step one is, without looking at all of the data that in the legacy systems, define what it is that your organization deems relevant. And it's not everything. Work with your risk folks, your compliance team, even your outside counsel to really determine what it is the organization wants to preserve. And I would say have those conversations earlier as opposed to bringing in the risk and the compliance and outside counsel at the end. Process works a lot earlier if you get them involved right away. And then which applications should you prioritize? And one of the things that we run across all the times is really make an effort to get a detailed list of everything. Because especially over the last couple of years, a lot of organizations have been acquiring practices, smaller regional hospitals, even large networks merging together. That portfolio of legacy systems, my guess is it's a lot larger than you think it is. Jay, have you seen that as we've talked to folks?
I sure have. And I think, Mike, as being both veterans of this industry in healthcare, even though we do not want to admit it or like to, we still are quite siloed with our organizations. And as you said, there needs to be a more universal approach to the definitions and requirements from a medical legal standpoint, not just a departmental standpoint. And start at a very high level from a governance approach, and then drive that down into those departments, components of an organization that have unique requirements. And let's separate out the definitions, as you stated, from the workflow requirements. And I think we also have this tendency just to default to, this now is part of my workflow, utilizing a legacy product and data in this way. Is that really the most cost-effective, efficient, and compliant way in approaching that?
Exactly. And just because it's always been done a certain way doesn't mean it's necessarily the appropriate way for your organization to move forward, especially maintaining legacy records. Yeah. Step three, I would say, is determine on a per system level, once you've prioritized them, take the top five and determine exactly what the requirements are for each of those systems. And then step four is figure out what your costs are. Figure out what your real costs are to maintain the system exactly as you're doing it today. You will probably be somewhat shocked when you come up with the all-in costs. And then talk to Trinisys. There are some good competitors out there of ours as well. Talk to them as well. It's a fit. And once you find a vendor that can help you achieve your organization's goals, as well as has a cultural fit from their project management style, their engineering engagement style, as well as meeting deadlines, getting you what you need, then step five is make a decision and get started. As you get started, more systems are going to get added to the bottom of your list. usually once you start archiving systems, people start coming up with ones that you've never heard of before. We've seen that time and time again. Jay, does that seem like a straightforward approach to this?
It sure does. And I think, again, the reason why this disorder, back to the Mayo Clinic definition, exists, and you outlined that well, organizations really aren't sure where to start. And I think if they take that approach and understanding how data is being used today, what the needs really are of the organization going forward, best practices, et cetera, and then the ability to build consensus. And yes, costs are very important. Compliance risk, dealing with your compliance teams, very important in all of this. But in healthcare, unless we have consensus, I believe polling both the IT support organizations that are responsible for maintaining those systems, the compliance team responsible for overseeing access and how that is managed and what that potentially exposes the organization to, as well as the clinical need as workflow continues to evolve and change, will allow us to develop not only consensus but champions in those respective areas, breaking down those barriers that exist departmentally, looking at this holistic approach, putting together that governance plan and best practice and begin to align in and around that. And then to know that from a vendor solution standpoint, the other item is from a facility perspective is who owns this. And I think once consensus is built and gained and the right vendor is evaluated with a corresponding plan, organizations will be surprised in how little resource requirement they have on their end and how freeing this can be on the other side, given those respective areas of concern.
You know, that's an interesting point, Jay. You know, with all of our clients, there is a tendency for us to look at this as either an IT initiative or an HIM initiative or even a PFS initiative more and more. And it's kind of interesting, different organizations, it sort of has an affinity to one of those groups or in some cases, all three. So that's very, all healthcare is local. And, you know, you have to come up with your own solution. But we hope our quick overview today shed a little light on that. And certainly, I know we're available to chat with any anybody contemplating embarking on an archival program, to spend a lot of time with them and share what we've learned from our other customers, basically. Thank you very much for joining us.